We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we live in an age where what you post on social media can keep you from getting a job. It can cost you your job. It can keep you out of the college that you want. Should it keep you from getting a gun? It's a discussion that's happening in Illinois. We've got a state lawmaker there who is proposing a bill, and it's not as strict as the one that New York has been looking at. But they want to make it a requirement for police to check the social media accounts of people that want to get a firearm license. Out of CBS, before Nicholas Cruz killed 17 people at Florida's Parkland High School last year, he posted images of guns, bullets, and a dead frog on Instagram. Before former Marine Ian David Long gunned down 12 last year at a California bar, he posted on Facebook, "I hope people call me insane." So Representative Daniel Dydek of Buffalo Grove said it's something the community is demanding action on. He is proposing that gun buyers reveal their public social media accounts to Illinois police before they're approved for a firearm license. Public is the key word there. They're not looking for your passwords. They're not going to go into the stuff that you have set to private. But the stuff that is public anyway, I could find that stuff. They're just requiring police to check.
What do you think? 576-7798. Should your social media posts have any effect on your ability to obtain a gun? Let's go to Cole and Lee Summit, who's been hanging on. We appreciate that. Cole, go ahead.
Oh, no problem. I could see why they would want to do that. And I figure there's too much of a gray area, because what if they check somebody's Facebook and they find something that deems them unable to buy a gun? Then can they never buy a gun again, like such as if they were a felon? And like, what if they, you know, deleted their Facebook and went to a different place to buy a gun? You know, I just don't think that there's really any process that would make it as easy to figure out if they should have one.
Let me ask you the question I asked in the last segment. If there were to be something that you would post on social media that could keep you from getting a gun, what do you feel like it could be?
It'd probably just have to be something blatantly obvious, like I'm going to go shoot up this place or something like that, because I'm friends with plenty of crazy people that write all kinds of stuff on Facebook, and I don't know how you would judge what determines if they can't buy a gun or they can buy a gun, but I can kind of see where they're coming from all the past social media accounts they've looked up of like Nick Cruz and all that. So, but I just don't know how they would label them. You know, would they just pretty much label them like a same as a felon, because they can never buy a gun again?
I think there would be a red flag, and thank you for your phone call, Cole. Appreciate it. And forensics would be able to say, well, Mike Wickett deleted his account and then tried to go down to the next gun store, but we know he deleted his account. And you can still get that information. That information is still available. Not to me, but to those people, to lawmakers, they can still get that.
But they'd have to, I would assume they'd have to have probable cause to get that.
It would,
To
me, that would raise another red flag. You go to try to buy a gun, they ask for your info, you immediately delete your account. Or right around the time, what were you hiding? Again, I asked the previous caller, if you have nothing to hide, let them see.
Yeah. And again, I could see. If it's public anyway, anyone can see it, not
True.
Just police.
Let's go to Nathan on KMBZ. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, not much. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, yeah, I actually just got to be a part of something last week. Tom Shoes is going through the country asking people to help with universal background checks that are responsible background checks. You know, I'm a gun owner, and I own a lot of guns. Now, I don't go posting pictures of my guns, quite frankly, because it's no one's business as far as what guns I have or don't have.
God love you.
But at the same time, I think we do have to do something that's common sense. I mean, come on, let's be smart about this. I mean, I hate to say this, but most of the kids that are going doing some of the, or even adults that are doing these shootings, I mean, they've got a past history of mental issues. And, you know, if the government can actually check everything else on us, why can't they say, oh, this guy's on some kind of depression meds, or he's got an issue here, let's not let him have a gun? So, you know, I'm for responsible background checks. And no, Tom's is doing a great thing. Matter of fact, they're having a rally today in Washington, D.C., and hopefully the interview I did will be showing up there. So I'm kind of excited and pumped about that.
Nathan, thanks, man. Appreciate it. A gun owner who wants some form of gun control.
Because you can't deny that that's the case, that a lot of these school shooters, we say afterward, man, look at their social media. Like, how did we not have an idea that this was coming?
Thanks for the phone call, Nathan. Grover is in Independence. What's up, Grover? Grover, are you there, man? It's a little tough to hear you.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to figure out where they draw the parameters for this background check. I mean, I'm a gun owner. On my YouTube channel, if I put a very explicit how to disassemble and clean a gun, does that now make me ineligible because they know I like guns?
I think that's the question. What should make you ineligible?
If I get disturbed about my neighbor pushing snow into my driveway and I express that on Facebook, Paul pushed all of his snow into my driveway, I'm very upset. Does that make me now ineligible for a gun? We need to determine prior to any of this explicit guidelines for what we're looking for. And I don't think depression is a disqualifier either because coming out of the military, I know of a lot of guys that are very sad. Let's put it that way.
Hey, you know what? And that's too bad, Grover. And thank you for that phone call. We appreciate it.
Well, now we're getting into other things.
That goes a different direction.
Sadness is not the same thing as depression, though. I mean, people confuse the two, but depression is a diagnosable illness, not a mood. It's a diagnosable, treatable illness.
Thanks for the phone call, Grover. If you want to come back to this, we definitely will bring this back in a couple of hours. If you're on hold and we're unable to get in, make sure you tune in a little bit later. It is on our Facebook page. A lot of comments, as you would expect. A lot of comments on our Facebook page about this one. You can check it out at facebook.com/981KMBZ. If you're a mother or a father, do you limit what toys your kids can play with? Not talking about tablets. I'm talking about your young boys and girls. Does it matter what toys your girls play with? Does it matter what toys your boys play with? New study is out. We'll throw some numbers your way about that coming up next. First, though, let's get to Mark Lavoy in the newsroom.
Again, shutdown negotiations not going smoothly. We'll have more on that story coming up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.